Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now.
Wow. Hey, everybody. Every time I hear an introduction like that, I'm always struck by how far in the journey we come, where we are in the moment, and how much potential we have to truly live amazing lives. That was the voice of Mita Johnson joining me here today. That's her show, Personal Wisdom Show. It's how to trust the wisdom and the power within you to create great success. And today, you're going to get a glimpse of what personal wisdom means and why it's so important in the world we're living in today. You know, for those of you that are listening, one of the things I love is when I meet people that have an accumulation of knowledge, have an accumulation of things that they've done in the outside world, and have taken that along with this innate ability of who they are and put together something that is so powerful for the time we live in now and how to help us. And that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about Mita. We're talking about 30 years of both human resources, teams experience, certified coach through the International Coaching Federation. But then you add in all of the things that she's been able to do to step beyond judgment, to really tap into personal wisdom, and then share that with others in her programs, in her journey, in the work that she does. You know, one of the things she says is life is a journey of choices, of connecting with yourself and understanding what it means to be successful. Today, you're going to hear from somebody that doesn't just talk about it, does it, helps others do it. Today is a show. What is your personal wisdom? Mita, it's so great to have you. Welcome.
Thank you, Dr.
Welcome
Pat.
To your own show.
Welcome to my own show. I'm delighted to be here. Like most people, that little bit of nerves as you get started on something new and exciting. Mm-hmm. But man, how boring is life if you don't ever try something new and exciting? So I'm just delighted to be here today.
And you know, you and I, people don't realize that we spend time together before the show. You know, we spend time thinking about what the message is. You've spent a lifetime of it. And there's a reason. I don't know if you heard Benny and Jacob say to me, are you coming in, right, at the beginning, yes, of the show? For the first show, I come in because what I've learned is I'm the one that gets to honor you. One of the hardest things we do is learn how to honor ourselves. If you've ever heard me do an introduction of myself when I'm doing a talk or something, it's horrible. And people, I've had people come on the stage and grab a mic from me before I start my talk. But today is not just to honor you, but to honor the path you have chosen, the pathway to help others, and to have us understand the depth, the breadth, and the unlimited possibilities of personal wisdom. I got to ask you this question. Here you are, here I am. I want to know how you got here. I want to know what potholes you stepped in and stepped out of. What touched you on the shoulder to get you to this place where you're so passionate about sharing this with others?
Thank you. It's been a journey. None of us get there overnight or simply or easily. And for me, in your intro, you mentioned that I had spent an extensive amount of time as a human resources leader. And I loved the ability to do that. However, I got to a point in my life where I caught myself introducing myself to someone as the company's bacteria sponge. And my job was to soak up all the mess, clean it up, filter it out, and send back out something that was clean and useful. And man, is that an exhausting place to live. And I thought, this can't be good for me. This isn't filling me. I don't sleep at night. My body's not happy. Why in the world do I want to live being somebody's bacteria sponge? So I kind of got to that breakdown point. It's like, I can't do this anymore. So I got on the phone with my trusty travel agent and said, get me out of here. I have a little window of time before a major board meeting. My life's falling apart. I can't even figure out how to book a plane ticket. It's just one of those things that ability to just do basic tasks was gone.
Yeah.
And it sent me, you know, the universe has a way of figuring it out. So I ended up at a spa retreat that absolutely had no internet, no outside connection, the opportunity to focus on my body and listen. And I came out of those 4 days a transformed person. I found my inner knowing. I found where my wisdom shows up in my body. And I came away believing I had something new to give the world. It's just going to take me a little bit to get from where I was to where I wanted to be.
You know, you are a teacher of something that I think right now is so powerfully important. And that story you shared, how to get there. I love that you talked with us about that and you shared that part of it. Because you know what it says to me, Mita? What it says to me is that everybody listening to the show, I don't care if you're listening to the show live on our AM FM station right now, or you downloaded the podcast, the message for today and following that story, following Mita's lead, is the following. You have this inside of you. You have personal wisdom. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what money you're making a week, how many jobs you're working, maybe you're not working. That doesn't matter. That's not a baseline, is it, Mita, that comes from personal wisdom?
No, I think one of the most powerful messages with the clients that I work with that I want them to take away is wisdom and success have nothing to do with title and income. Every one of us, if you step back, can define success in a way that's meaningful for them. For me, success is connecting with you on a one-on-one basis. For some of my clients, success is figuring out how to balance being a parent and a spouse and their job. It's something that you know, your body knows when you're living in it. And when you can tune into it and let go, those stressors start to ease up. Yes, we all need to make a living. I mean, a paycheck of some sort is important. The world just doesn't give us a freebie, but success is more than just that financial contribution.
You know, let's talk about that, because success has a range of choices we make. You know, we get to make decisions about different things. And I want to talk with you about those decisions for a moment, because, you know, recently I've been reflecting back to some of the decisions I've made and how I've come to make them. But so often we don't reflect on those good decisions we make. What are some of yours?
Oh, some of my good decisions. I think, you know, one of the best ones is I'm a single parent. I walked willingly into that without a spousal support. My husband had passed away, and it was one of those choices of, do I still do this or do I don't do this? And I wanted to be somebody's mom for as long as I could remember. So it's probably the best decision I did. I trusted my instinct, my wisdom of, I know this is part of why I'm called into this world, and the freedom to step into the non-traditional path. You know, I'm old enough that people looked askance at, what are you doing? It's like, I don't care. This is me, and this is what I have, and the world's going to be good. You know, like every parent and family, we've had our ups and downs, but it is honestly the best decision I have ever made in my life. And it was truly a gut level wisdom decision. Yeah. No regrets.
I got to tell you, I get that question all the time. What are you doing? What are you doing now? What are you doing? But, you know, part of this is something I want to touch back upon for a minute. The body holds such a sense of wisdom and knowledge, doesn't it? Our bodies.
Mm-hmm. It does.
It talks to us a lot, right? Mm-hmm.
It does. You know, many people are familiar with, you know, your gut brain, that lizard brain, that intuition. It makes you clench up when you're doing something. I find people aren't as familiar with the fact that there's really two more brains. They have a heart brain and a head brain. And when you learn to listen to what each of them are telling you, pretty soon you know which one's the wise one for you, which one's your caution voice, which one's going to push you out of your comfort zone, and how do you begin to tap in? Most of us are familiar with the concept of intuition, you know, and it's, you hear it, oh, women's intuition, in kind of a dismissive way. Yeah. Men have it too. I think they've been trained from an earlier age to dismiss it or disregard it. Women own it more, but we also get ridiculed for it. But in everybody that I work with and talk with, their intuition is never wrong.
Yeah.
We're wrong when we don't pay attention.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think that's the starting place for us, is to go to that gut level intuition and start trusting it there.
Yeah. And I love that we're talking about this. You know, if you've ever coached men in sports, right? I've coached men in sports that are in athletics, let's call it, that wanted a career in whatever field that was. It didn't matter if it was boxing or it didn't matter. The one common denominator I found across the board between winning a game, kicking a ball, hitting a ball, something in their gut. This is the language. Something, I just felt it in my gut. I knew to move 2 inches to the left. I knew that if I let go of that ball, Bobby would be there. I knew dot, dot, dot. When we come back from break, this I knew isn't unique to sports people. We all have it. When we come back, we're going to talk about this body that we have, this accumulation of life experience. Mita Johnson is joining us today with her fabulous launch of her show. And this is a show that's going to continue to provide you with information that you can use now. You can use this today. It's the Personal Wisdom Show, Mita Johnson. Trust the wisdom and power within you to create success. We're going to talk about what happens when you don't, and you all know that story better sometimes than what happens when you do. When we come back, step into the world of unlimited possibilities and understand this. Your physical space is a wealth of wisdom. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but just don't know how? I want to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar, fabulous book by Carl Greer. This is a memoir. It has questions that help us understand what our story is about, how to change it, and how to live a life that is so aligned with who we are. For more information to purchase the book, go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the Personal Wisdom Show. This is the show that Mita Johnson does. This is about trusting the wisdom and the power within you to create success. We're going to talk a little bit more about the history of your wisdom. What does that mean? What does that look like? But before we do, how do people find out about you? How can they learn about the work you're doing with personal wisdom?
Thank you, Dr. Pat. You can find me at my website, which is really intuitive and easy. It's personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. And don't forget the now. It's there deliberately because now is the time for you to take that next step. So I wanted you to always feel welcome and invited. It has a discovery form. You can pop me a note and then we start communicating by email, text, whatever works for you, and figure out how we connect and move forward. Most of my work I do with clients via Zoom because it gives us all the most flexibility. But if you happen to be local and you want to be in person, we can do that as well too. So personalwisdomcoachingnow.com is my primary space.
I love it. And there's much more we're going to say about this and about your work in shows to come. I want to talk about this thing that is so important to understand from your perspective, and that's the history of your wisdom. You know, my wisdom, your wisdom, everybody's wisdom. Mm-hmm. You know, there is a knowledge base about this that most of us don't understand. Enlighten us.
Mm-hmm. I would love to. It's one of my passion topics. In my experience, wisdom comes to us in a couple different forms. I believe completely that we are born with a soul level purpose. And part of the work that I do is digging in and uncovering what that purpose is. And with that knowledge, we pull in the wisdom that we came here to be. The second part of it is the wisdom we accumulate as being human beings. Our bodies, remember, were really these glorious little computerized machines that take in all this data and this input, and it lives in us at a cellular level, at an intellectual level, and an emotional level. And we pick it up even before we're verbal. We're starting to get these clues and this information and the things that really guide us. And where most people miss the boat is they forget to listen to it. Their body's busy bringing it in. It's collecting it. It's there. You know about it. But so much of us, particularly in North America, where we live right now, wisdom is an external thing. It's, do you have the right degree? Have you gone to the right program? Are you old enough to be smart enough to know what you're talking about? And I think we've missed the point. There is a wisdom to be had in a learning process, but your body processes every single experience and figures out how to best store it and use it and move it forward for you. You were talking about athletes before the break. And I think one of the simple things is, you know, we've all put on a new pair of running shoes and decided to walk, or we've tried a new gym routine and the next day our body hurts. And that's part of your body's wisdom. It's telling you, you did something that maybe I don't like. Maybe I just haven't moved enough. So you try again. But you get to injury state when you don't listen and you push through and you actually harm. So it's a simple way that most people can realize that that is your body's wisdom starting to talk to you. And if you can listen to it when it doesn't feel good, then you can start listening to it when you do feel good and you start to look at the messages on both sides.
One of the things that we learn from it is we learn insight that isn't normally visibly available to us, mm-hmm. you know, and that's really what we're talking about. When we talk about wisdom, we're not just talking about the things that we can see or touch, right? Or feel or smell. You know, we're talking about things that have to do with knowing, that have to do with energy, mm-hmm. that have to do with moving parts of things that are operating in our lives all the time. Mm-hmm. And we don't know it. And because we don't know it, we don't access it. We don't use that wisdom. Do you know what I mean? It's like right there.
Absolutely. Again, I think you absolutely nailed it. We don't pay attention to ourselves. I mean, you said earlier on that, you know, you don't like introducing yourself. It's that same thing. We don't like listening to ourselves. We've been told we're not enough. you know, particularly the women I've worked with through my entire career, that you just need a little bit more, or you get dismissed, and pretty soon you quit listening to everything, even though you know.
Yeah.
Women tend to turn in and tune in the most in their maternal role.
Yeah.
And in their caregiver roles, because our bodies are wired to pick up that energy and to connect with other beings. I think men's are, but I don't live in a men's body, so I can't say for the same thing. I don't want them to think that I don't think they have that wisdom. I don't know how to experience it in the same way.
Right.
But if you can pull up a memory or a moment where you remembered where you knew instinctively what your child needed, or you're caring for an elderly parent and you picked up the phone just because you knew you needed to touch in and see what's going on with them, that energy isn't limited to the physical proximity. It talks to us across. It's that connection that you have with the person. So if you can find those couple moments where you recall those connections, that's a really great insight into where you start to find it and how you activate it on purpose. Mm. And I talk a lot about living life on purpose, and really that's where I start with it. Am I purposefully listening to what my body is communicating to me?
Yeah. You know, I often think about sort of the angels, like this is my language, the angels that have been flying around with me. And as you were speaking, I would love for you to talk about this, because you mentioned the energy and a connection. And I remember an incident in traveling up the West Coast right after 9/11. And Linda and I had gotten a car and we're traveling. And I got out of the car to look at the scenery. I mean, if you ever travel the coastline, it's just gorgeous. But in my typical way, get out of the car. Thank God I left the door open and didn't put the car in park. And Linda's sitting in the seat, and I can't even think about this, because the energy of what happened next, but I knew to turn as the car was rolling towards the cliff. And you can't explain that knowing, right? It was maybe Linda's energy sitting in the car, panicking, trying to stop the car. And why did I leave the door open? Thank God I did, because here I was, Thelma and Louise moment, jumped in the driver's seat, very, very close to the edge. And I don't know if you know anything about this California stuff, but they don't have guardrails. Like when you pull over, there it is. Some of them do. But it was one of those moments when I think about speaking with you about our wisdom and our knowing. There's no logical way to explain that.
No. And I agree with you. I think there are other energetic beings that support us and activate that and trigger some of those, but it comes back to trusting that what you know is there and acting in a way that's congruent with that trust.
Yeah.
And when we ignore it, that's when that car literally goes over the cliff.
And, you know, let's talk about this, because, you know, I learned a lesson from that. You know, I became wiser about myself in that incident. You know, some people think we don't hold on to our wisdom. Some people think that, you know, it's almost like a revolving door, but that's not my sense of how I've become the woman I am today.
Yeah. It makes no sense to me to think about wisdom as something that comes and goes. I mean, we have moments where we choose wisely, which can show up as perhaps those prominent wisdom moments, but we are an accumulation of every single one of our experiences, both positive and negative. It's to go to kind of a very simple example. As children, we're all taught, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Well, what does hot mean? Until you test it, you don't really know. It's a word. But once you do test it, and you go, oh, that doesn't feel good, we've learned we don't ever forget those lessons. So this energetic wisdom lives in our body in the same way. I learn how to care for myself. I learn that meditation calms me. I learn that I don't like the taste of jalapeno peppers. It's all of that accumulation and knowledge And I think it becomes wisdom, Dr. Pat, when you do something with it. I think you hold it and you're a vessel for it, but until you activate it and move into it and honor it, I don't think it's wisdom. I think it's power that's latent, and it becomes wise when you listen and you act and you begin to make the choices that honor what you know and what the situation is asking for. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is a part where some people say that this is a handful of people that have this ability. And see, what you're bringing forward in helping us understand personal wisdom is that every one of us have it. Every one of us know it. Every one of us have a sense of it. There's so much. I was watching an artist paint something last night. And, you know, if you ever watch an artist paint, one of the things you know not to ask them when they're painting is, one, what does that mean, right? Mm-hmm. Or two, how did you know to paint that? Because their answer will take an hour to explain how they are bringing in wisdom and knowledge and expressing it. When we come back mm-hmm. from break, I want to talk with you about this physical place, this wisdom and knowledge we have, that we then take and do something with.
Yes.
What? Maybe even a purpose. Maybe even we'll have a purpose. Maybe it's not the purpose your parents thought you would have. Maybe you don't think you have that within you. When we come back, Mita Johnson is going to tell you you do and going to help you find that body's knowing that's trying to point you in a direction. When we come back, how do you learn to use it? For those of you out there have a question for me, to 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And certainly if you go to facebook.com Transformation Talk Radio, you can put your questions in there. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Do you ever wonder why you were put here on this earth? What your soul is being called to do? What brings you the greatest satisfaction? Tune in to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson on TransformationTalkRadio.com, where she will help you learn to really lean in and trust the wisdom and power within you, creating a success you never thought possible. If you want to grow this wisdom inside you and understand your life purpose, visit PersonalWisdomCoachingNow.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365dailyhustle.com. Parenting isn't about perfection. I think we all know that. Parenting is about being present and honest, having compassion for your child and for yourself, communicating consciously and loving unconditionally. Tune into the Awakened Parent Project with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be an empowered parent through the techniques of the conscious parenting community. To learn more about Susan, visit SusanDolce.com.
It takes courage to step into your calling and go for your dreams. Sabotage monsters can get in your way, preventing you from reaching your potential. You can choose to struggle alone, or you can choose community and support, someone to walk beside you, meeting you where you are. If you are ready to make real and lasting change, Coach Christine Clark is here for you. Find out more about one-on-one coaching and group programs with Coach Christine at sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. The next time you hear this show, you're going to hear the opening and the introduction by an amazing woman, Mita Johnson, because the Personal Wisdom Show is her show. And this is the work she does. This is the coaching she does. And Susan, we'll get right to you in a hot second. Before we do, Mita, would you again tell people how they can get a hold of you, how they can work with you, how they can cultivate launching and acting and activating their own personal wisdom?
Absolutely. My passion with my clients is helping them define what success means and then how to tune into their purpose and their wisdom and to grow the life that they want to grow. You can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. There's a place on there where you can send me a message and we'll connect and figure out how I might be able to support you, or even if we just chat for a few minutes, all is good.
I love it. Now, we're going to be talking about how we bring this personal wisdom forward in a second, but I would love to go to the phone. We have a caller calling in with the question, Benny. I think let's just hop right over to the phones here if we could.
Sure. Susan from Iowa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. I have a question for Mita. I know you do a lot of one-on-one, but is there any opportunity for like group conversation or group coaching where you might have a small group that works very closely on a personal issue or a business issue, and you would be doing sort of group coaching?
Absolutely, Susan. Thank you for tuning in and asking your question today. You know, wisdom exists not just with individuals, but collective wisdom with teams and groups, et cetera. And I'm really happy to connect with any small group, large group, or individual and see where we can meet their need.
Mm-hmm. And I think what Susan's saying is, wouldn't it be cool, Mita, if you started a group?
Absolutely.
She just gave you.
She's teeing me up.
She tapped into her personal wisdom and shared it with you. So this is how ideas get brought to life, aren't they?
Absolutely, Susan. I thank you for that.
Yeah, Susan. That would be great, right? To have that set up for Mita. That would be great to do that. Wow, that's a great question. So, I mean, this is a manifestation of exactly what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it really embodies the physical place and purpose of things because it just happened. Like now, thank you, Susan. We just saw it happen now because we're having a conversation and Susan called in and said, would you do this, Mita? Would you bring this forward? Right?
She did. From
a conversation about personal wisdom, an idea that comes from a listener in Iowa. And now this idea, tell me about it. Tell us how to take our body's knowing and turning that into the purpose.
So I like to start with kind of the story of my energy halo. And it's kind of interesting. At the beginning of the show, I talked about I'd reached that point of breaking point, and I went to my little 4 days away with no internet and a chance to tune in. I came literally out of there with an energy halo that I can feel. I have always in my life been aware of my intuition. I learned early on to trust it. I identified it as a connection to source or God or whatever word that you use. But for the first time in that experience, it showed up as a tangible thing. And some people that I know that see auras, because that's not a gift and talent that I have, tell me that it's visible. But when I am tapped in to my wisdom and I'm listening and connecting, I have my little princess crown that is dancing around my head. Right now, it feels like it's huge because I am so connected to all of you and what I hope you're hearing out of the words today. And as I work with my clients and we find their purpose words, the first discovery activity we go on is, where do you feel it? So if you want to just take a minute and think about a time in your life when you were absolutely on fire. You knew you were doing the very best thing that you could do. If you can pull that memory forward, I would bet you a dollar that somewhere in your body, you feel something. I have clients whose fingers tingle. I have clients who feel a warmness in their chest. I have clients whose feet have to move. Everybody's body has a physical place of purpose and knowing. And that's one of the early and key discoveries that we do with my clients is, where is yours? How does it show up for you? And how do you turn it on? Because it's always been there, but I didn't know to listen to mine until I had that experience. And once I knew how to turn it on, it's an innate part of me. It shows up every single time I am tapped in and using that wisdom.
You know, and this is really what we're talking about, of how absolutely seamless is a great word for me as I'm listening to you, how seamless this process is or could be. Some of us have gone through the agony and the ecstasy of really discovering personal wisdom. And then the agony and the ecstasy of discovering how to use it, because there is within this body, within this knowledge, there is a purpose. Let's call it an end game. There is the idea that we've been given this ability to do something. And that so often doesn't lead people to understanding the power to define and activate their life purpose. How had that worked for you? And is that connection, you know, accurate, what I just described?
So when I had this transformation moment in my life and I knew that I needed to find my new path forward, I went on the journey searching for what's next. I knew I didn't know the answer. I knew that it was out there. And I did all of the things that maybe sound crazy to some people. I did some Akashic readings. I checked in with my yoga person. I work with an energy healer. I saw the minister that I do because I knew it was bigger than where I was. So where is this information coming from? And I found a coach who coached to the Success Method. And she took me through the process to find the words for my purpose. And my life literally shifted when I had the physical language to explain why my soul is here in this body at this point of time in the universe. I can look back and I can see every career step I've taken, every family move I've made, everything connected to those purposes and those words, without being about money and the things that we talked about earlier today. I will very happily share what my purpose words are. It is to be completely me, trusting my connection to source, providing invisible service as a trusted listener, creating space for all. And it is so empowering because your purpose will talk about why you're here. So it's your human being. It'll talk about what you should be doing. So it's your human doing, which are things that we don't think about. And it's how you're impacting the collective good. And so for me, I need to always remember to be my authentic self. I need to always trust my connection to source or God because it feeds everything that I do.
Oh boy, yeah.
I serve through behind the scenes. I'm not the front stage person. That's why I love the words of the song where I'm the wind beneath your wings, because I'm there. I'm behind you. I'm here to listen. You can say anything to me and I will support you. I will not talk about you, because at a soul level, that's my job, is to hear you and to create the space for you to find your wisdom and your process. And when I do those things, I open up, just like the caller that we reached out to, those of you that are listening today, my soul has created a space for all of us to come together for some reason at that point in time. It is so empowering. I literally have the shakes when I talk about what this means and what it can do when you have the energetic power to put words to your soul purpose.
Listen, I'm going to skip the break because I want to keep going here because this is important. You said something, I want to tap back into it. I want to go deeper. And I want to go deeper, not just about yours, about mine and about everybody listening. And one of the things I want to share with everybody, what they're going to hear from us, we have picked a theme for next year. Every year we have a theme. Mm-hmm. I've been picking, and sometimes they're a little corny. It's okay. But I listen to the God of my understanding as well. And when I'm in my little asking moment and I hear it, who am I not to do it? Mm-hmm. Like, who am I?
Mm-hmm.
So I got it. And I went into Jessica and I said, even though we know our big purpose, right, Mita?
Mm-hmm.
Every year we revisit what the energetic forces of all of our audiences, I don't care where they're listening from. We have listeners in Egypt, but we try to do that. And one of the things we realized is we have to have a year where it's all about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about you. And mm-hmm. we don't define that. We say 2022, it's all about you. Everyone we're speaking with, we're going to be asking you, like for you today, Mita, we're going to say, look, you have now been called to create a group. Let's talk about how we can help you because it's all about you. When mm-hmm. you're working with people and talking to Susan, it's all about you, Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I want to talk about the power of that
mm-hmm.
and how that energy makes it become a mutual thing of if our passion is all about you, there's a role that we play where the us has to be part of that delivery.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about this because we use the word career. We have more people than we've ever had in the history of unemployment consciously deciding not to go back to their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us what's happening from your wisdom. Are they getting insight into their personal wisdom?
You know, I think at the risk of offending anyone.
I love that you said that. Yeah. I'm gonna use that because I tend to offend a lot of people, but I like that statement. That's good.
I understand that risk and I'm taking it because I think it's worth, and I'm trusting myself to say this. I think the pandemic has been one of the best things that has happened to us as a society. Having said that, I grieve for the people who have lost loved ones.
Yep.
I recognize the pain of separation and loss. But there's value in pain. And at least here in the United States and the culture that I live within, we are quick to push pain away. We are quick to push things that are uncomfortable away. And this last 18 months have not allowed us to do that. It has called us to sit with something that's difficult. It has called us to connect with what's essential and with what's important. And what's coming forward in the clients that I work with right now is exactly what you touched on. It's like, what's next?
Yeah.
It's not the race to the highest title. It's not the race to the fattest bank account. People are looking for that balance. We call ourselves human beings, but we behave as human doings.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing and sensing more and more coming back to, what does it mean to be a human being? How can I be? How do I show up in this world? What can I do that makes it better for the collective good? And my personal opinion is when you know your purpose and you live into that, however that shows up in day-to-day life, we are adding that positiveness and that growth and that movement across the cultural energy that's going to take us to a better place when we get through here. And if we rush through it and go right back to the old way of doing things, then shame on us. We haven't learned our lesson. We haven't listened to our wisdom, and we're not acting into what we're called into.
Wow. And, you know, I got to tell you, not only is that well said, but it is something that I think many people have reflected upon. And what I mean reflected upon is, let me get back to something you said real quick. And what that means is that when we stop for a minute and we take a moment to honor our journey and acknowledge the losses we've had, I have watched people show up in ways that they never thought possible or capable. Mm-hmm. You know, my friend Matt James used to say to me all the time, you know, Pat, whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And I just used to blow him off with that. And that's Matt's tagline. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. And what's happened in these past 2 years is our human personal wisdom, mm-hmm. the way you defined it in the show, mm-hmm. the web that you just beautifully weaved, has shown up and mm-hmm. brought us out as humans more powerfully than we could have.
Mm-hmm. You know, to tag onto that, most of the world knows Brené Brown. She has the phrase of, I am enough.
Yeah.
And I really believe that most of us don't own those words, let alone moving to the, and you're more than that.
Yep.
But this last year has really given us the opportunity to perhaps learn that life lesson, own that wisdom, and claim what you need going forward. And I also, the fact that we can be on Zoom, I'm connected with people literally yes. all over the globe. So I think the other gift yeah. that came out of this difficulty was an awareness that we can connect deeply and energetically and authentically through a screen.
Wow, and yeah.
while I don't want to always live there because we need our human energy as well, the power that we can reach people in different ways has been another great unveiling. Who would have thought? But just, oh, we'll just jump on a fill in the blank platform. Mm-hmm. And we can, and how much we bring to each other at the instantaneousness of that connection.
You know, I've often thought about the people that are behind Zoom, and I've often thought about their personal wisdom, the insight that they had way before the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, I've often thought about how prepared they were for mm-hmm. this. Yes, they had to go through and make changes, but mm-hmm. they were prepared. Whatever mm-hmm. they visioned or envisioned, or whatever they had in their creative genius minds, when the pandemic hit, they changed screens, they made mm-hmm. adjustments, they created classrooms. Mm-hmm. See, and isn't that what we're talking about? You know, I have this group of people over here that had a vision for something, created it, and the vision was so intact that when they had to make a major change, it was like, okay. That's mm-hmm. what we have, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
See,
it is.
You don't have to be the Zoom people. And I think that's what your message is.
Yep. Every one of us makes a difference when we know what our purpose is, when we know how to show up into that, and how we live authentically within it. It's when we be what everybody else wants or tells us that we get diminished.
Yeah.
That's where the pain comes from. That's where the cruelty shows up. That's where the addictive and destructive behavior show up, is when you suppress that knowing and what is right and why you're here, you literally die.
Yeah.
One cell at a time, one little piece of your soul at a time, you are no longer enough. You begin to diminish, your energy recedes, and you've lost your reason to be.
You know, Mita, I was talking to a woman who was telling me how much weight she gained over the past 2 years. And I remember one of my friends, indigenous culture from Alaska. And I remember my friend telling me a story about her traditions and that they put on weight. They literally put on fat mm-hmm. because they need to preserve. Mm-hmm. They need to preserve. And I was talking with this woman and I said, you know, you're taking in our pop culture's view of something that you intuitively had to do for whatever reason we may or may not know mm-hmm. to allow you to thrive through these past 2 years. And so what your message is, and what I'm excited about you bringing forward, is reminding us that the day-to-day of our lives is not based on a pop culture statement of who we should be.
No.
So I want to thank you for that. Please tell people how they can work with you, find you. You're going to be doing more shows. And I'd love to know your personal message, Mita. Thank you so much for today. It was awesome.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for the opportunity. I am literally energetically alive at being able to share my personal passion with all of you. I work with individuals who are looking on a quick level to find that purpose and some tools so that you can, in a couple hours, get your language around that and have some practical ways to put it to work for you today. I also do longer coaching packages that really help people dive into success, define it, look at the 360 of their life, and support them as they move forward into creating success. That's what they define, not what everybody else defines. You can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com and connect with me there and see if I'm the right partner to help you find your wisdom and your success journey today.
I love it. One last thing I want to ask you. I know we're coming up to the top of the hour.
Already.
I am excited to see what comes out of Susan's call into the show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it when we, as in your words, create the space mm-hmm. for personal wisdom to show up. Mm-hmm. Her personal wisdom showed up today and was a gift to us and a gift mm-hmm. to you. And I love that this is how beautifully this web becomes weaved. You know, my mentor said to me, Pat, you have spider medicine, but you have to understand that the weaver and the web are one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still working on that.
Yep. Because it's back to you acknowledging that you're more than you think you are, because you can't be the web and the weaver unless you're more.
Exactly. I'm going to look forward to seeing what develops, what wisdom, personal wisdom gets enacted. And thank you so much for bringing this forward. I'm excited about the next show we're going to be doing already. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. It's been a privilege to be here, and I'm excited to see where these conversations take us going forward and see what other webs get started.
And for those of you out there, I just want to make sure I just got a little message. Yes, you can find out more about Mita. You just go to the website that we're giving you. It's Personal Wisdom Now, right?
Personal Wisdom Coaching Now.
CoachingNow.com. That's what they were asking me. Yes, it's Personal Wisdom Coaching Now.com.
Correct.
And you can always go to Transformation Talk Radio and you'll see Mita Johnson all over our site. You just click on there. You're going to get a lot of information. For those of you out there, I just want to leave you with this message. You know, this is a time where people like Mita are coming forward with their hearts open and all of the wisdom they've acquired, all the skills that they've acquired, and they are transferring and ready to help transfer that knowledge to you.
Thanks for tuning into the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impacts of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul-level purpose. Tune in next time to transformationtalkradio.com to discover yours.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.